Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're recording right now.
Do I have to be closer?
Yeah. What memory are you about to tell me that I don't remember?
Okay, good. I saw you at Southampton Social Club this summer. I was with the boys.
Yeah.
And
the boys.
And
what did I say to you? Just tell me.
Okay. I come in and you immediately were like, "I'm gonna climb you like a tree." And I was like, "All right, girl, climb on." And then you like jumped on me.
Welcome to Burning in Hell.
And then, you know, and then something about being tall and you love tall men. And you were clearly trying to make someone jealous, but it was really funny.
Oh. Look at you understanding the female mind.
Yeah, I wish that we could get further into that.
Why didn't you think that I was just a spider monkey trying to jump on tall men when I felt like it?
Because 3 minutes later, you were sucking face with somebody.
Did I break your heart?
No. I survived.
Okay, he's here to tell the tale. You guys, we're with Austin Kroll, one of the tallest, hottest guys on Bravo. Some would say Craig is hotter, but I think Craig has a weird pinky. I said it. I think it's weird. Is he sensitive about that?
He said that I gave him a big time complex about it. Because I said to him one day, I was like, "Craig, you know,
can you
like
fix, you
know,
that shit?
Like, you see a friend at the bar or whatever, you're like, hey buddy, you know, you go to dap him up or you know, whatever you want to call it. And like he's got that crooked pinky. And like I hit it and I'm like, "Craig, like do it with your
once
left
you
hand
see it, you can't unsee
and,
it."
And like now he said that he doesn't dap up. He just gives like a high five now to people.
That makes it
like,
so much worse.
I don't do it anymore. And I was like,
I think I'm pretty aggressive. But I just get excited around tall men. They make me happy. I like to be like carried like a little dainty flower that I am. Do you feel like you get fetishized as a tall man?
Wow. No, I felt fetish.
Did you feel objectified by me?
I did.
I'm sorry.
But I was fine with it. Because what do you call a guy under 6 feet?
A friend. You're on brand. Someone messaged me because I posted that you're coming today. And they were like, "Why does every guy on your podcast look the same?" And I'm like, "I have a type and I book my own podcast. So go fuck yourself."
So I can put on whoever I choose. Deal with it.
So we're both in the Bravo family, which is super fun. But we're here to talk a little deeper about some shit going on. Because I followed Southern Charm. I think it's an incredible show. The question most people want to know is, can you handle a Brooklyn girl? Do you remember me saying that to you?
No. Look, it's not like I was, you know, wasted, but no, I don't. Like, that was the first time that I saw it, right? And I was like, did I say that? Can I handle a Brooklyn girl? I think
he's very confident in this answer.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to, because seriously, I feel like a Brooklyn girl is like real rough around the edges, and they like, you know,
I like
it's just too much.
Chew tobacco and spit.
No,
I like do graffiti.
Because that's like a deep south.
Yeah,
thing.
That was more
deep
south.
Maybe you know, just like really, really rough around the edges.
Like how I'm
and,
sitting
and like
right
not
now.
You in particular. Yeah, like you are man spread.
Yeah, it's a like to show dominance over you thing.
Do you consider this
100%?
Oh wow, and it's aimed right at you too, and I didn't even realize.
There's a lot of we're about to scissor here. I just think I did watch Southern Charm. The girls are well put together. They do have a great sense of humor though. Like they curse. I think Southern people are fucking hilarious.
Oh, they're dirty.
They're dirty.
Yeah.
They roll around in the hay and shit.
They have a dirty sense of humor.
You were born in DC?
I was, yeah.
I did my research. And
gosh, how did you find that out?
But then you moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, which isn't like as south.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I don't know where the fuck it is.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me. I don't really care about other places besides New York, but please tell me.
It is, it's like, you know, on the border of North and South Carolina.
Okay. And do you like New York City? Because you're visiting here today to see me, which is kind of weird, but...
I do like New York. I really like, you know, New York, but every time that I come, it's like
a bender,
a vacation and
bender vacation,
usually a bender, but it's like, I don't have to, like, you know, commute to work when I come here. Mm-hmm. So like when I come to the city, I'm like, oh, I love it. And there's so much going on and I get to get out of, like, you know, tiny Charleston, but, you know, I don't have to go through like the daily, you know, rigors of like a work
of like fighting
routine.
With people on the subway.
Sure.
It makes you feel alive though. When else can you just like nudge an old lady and tell her to go fuck herself at 6 a.m. and she goes, fuck you.
Do you do that?
I mean, I don't fuck around. There's like subway face, I call it.
Yeah.
Where like you go on the subway and you just have to put on a face to know, mm-hmm. like no one fucks with you. Mm-hmm. You don't want to listen to like the music or whatever fucking shit's going on. And you don't want people push you around.
Like I would wear like my AirPods or something, you know, even if I wasn't listening
to you
music.
You would like make eye contact with the homeless people and like say good morning to everyone, I feel like.
I do make eye contact.
That's the number one rule. Don't make eye contact. Because once you do, then you're trapped.
I follow
then
you're that. In. I follow that Instagram account, Subway Creatures.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always something happening in the subway, which is fun. But why do you like Charleston? We're starting light, by the way.
Yeah,
we're just buttering
cool.
him up.
We're just
He's like this is easy.
This is fun. Although you were very sinister in all of your texts to me. You're like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm like, great.
He goes, we better have fun. And I'm like, oh, it will be. It'll be really fun.
Yeah,
you didn't know that was my voice when I texted it.
Like a Disney villain. Like, it'll be a blast.
Well, I was already mad at you because okay, you are such a little baby right now.
No, I'm not.
You're being a baby.
No.
Because you like tripped over yourself.
Absolutely, I did.
And hurt your large ankle, mm-hmm. which carries a large man every day, mm-hmm. but somehow you had a little twist. And he goes, hey, I can't make it to the podcast today because I sprained my ankle, as if it's a fucking workout.
Okay, have you ever sprained an ankle before?
Yes, I've sprained multiple ankles multiple times.
And you cannot be on that foot. Like, it legitimately is.
Where's
like
your foot right now?
It's on.
It's raised on your knee.
So I did not fully sprain it. I must not have. I'm still hobbling around though. Yesterday I was totally out of commission because I'm literally flying to Aspen to go skiing tomorrow.
Your life is so hard. Then he told me he was going to bring me champagne, shows up with a monster drink that only he's drank, hasn't even offered me some.
It's empty. So,
so that's where we are. Everyone was asking about our relationship. That's where we stand right now. Wait, but still, why do you like Charleston?
Okay.
Like of all the small towns you could like be a dick in, why Charleston?
Okay, Casablanca, of all the small towns to be a dick in, you choose this one. Look, so Charleston is a town on the East Coast that everyone loves, right? Mm-hmm. When you mention Charleston.
It's beautiful.
Everyone in Charlotte, like, wants to live there. And, you know, everyone's always like, oh, man, Charleston, you know. But the job market in Charleston is very small, right? Mm. That's why everyone lives in Charlotte and bigger places.
That's why Shep doesn't have a job.
Among other reasons, yes.
We love you, Shep.
I mean, the job market is, you know, very, very small. But it's just, like, beautiful, like, historic town on the water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's so, and, like,
I
so
do
everyone
appreciate
just
towns
drives
with
in
history.
The water as much as possible. And, yes, and it has a rich, you know, history. And yeah, it's just, like, a beautiful.
If you had to live in another place, where would it be?
Great
like,
question.
Like day
because
to day.
For a while, I thought New York.
Yeah,
but I
could
don't know.
If you got your partying a little more controlled,
yeah.
I could see you living in New York.
Yeah.
Like because New York is open all the time, so mm-hmm. if you want to have that fun, it's there for you.
Yeah.
But if you got like really focused with something else, I could see you functioning well in New York.
Yeah, well,
it's
thank
just
you.
Dangerous. Like you can't handle New York girls. Is what I'm trying to say.
I can't handle Charleston girls either, so I don't know who the hell I can handle.
Before you got started, how old were you when you started Southern Charm?
I guess 29.
Wow. Did you have serious relationships before that?
Yeah.
Were you engaged?
Never.
Okay, good. That's
I've never
aggressive.
Taken myself seriously enough to like actually let myself be
You're
engaged.
Like, I'm
to
not
somebody.
Husband
you,
material.
You know, yeah, no, right.
Can you cook?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you can grill.
I like to cook, but I'm reading the recipe the whole time. Like, okay.
No, that's adorable.
But it's fun to me.
I'm trying to meet a guy who can cook and clean, like a little OCD. Like he picks up after me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I hope you find him.
Sorry. Welcome to the North.
Anything that we do in the South. I'm like, we'll you edit that stay one and make me a sandwich. But you know, New York. So
yeah,
my sister moved here.
Yes. Who I love.
Yeah. And she is,
we have Sunday Fundays together.
And you know, she's like living this life as like a broke, like, you know, entry level job, mm-hmm. you know, New Yorker. And mm-hmm. trust me, she lets me know how broke she is every time I see her, you know, and
she's on the grind.
Yeah. And
she's handling it though. She's tough.
But now, so the first, you know, 6 months for her were like really tough. And she was like, I don't know. But now she's like hit her stride and mm-hmm. like she's met friends and stuff. And I'm like, that's what you got to do, in my opinion, like embrace like what stage of life that you're currently in.
Oh yeah.
And the stage of life that you're in is like, there aren't really that many kind of expectations from you as like a 23-year-old yeah. kid. Just like,
how old is she?
She's 23.
She acts like she's 29.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. She just like holds herself well. Yeah. But I do think there's something.
She is not a dainty girl.
There's.
She's not.
Speaking from a not dainty girl, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. You and her have a similar freaking personality.
We just like punch each other when we're together. Just, you know, shoot the shit with our sturdy bodies.
With our sturdy bodies.
Anyway.
If I ever described a woman as sturdy.
This, my ex, like, when I went on a
what
date.
What does she look like? Like, ooh.
Sturdy. Oh yeah.
That girl's
teeth
sturdy
on her. I went on a date once and I wore a dress. Like the first time, I guess he saw my legs. And the first thing he said was, you have some strong legs. And I was like, I've never felt less sexy. I feel like I'm on an NFL like tryout.
No. You shouldn't feel that way, because I happen to find strong legs to be very sexy.
Are you flirting with me?
Every time that we talk, you ask me this question. I like a soccer player's legs. Love
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
You know?
They called me Quadzilla back in the day.
That's so,
and thunder thighs.
That's so fucking mean.
Yeah, it's fucking mean. But,
Quadzilla.
And people wonder why I only fuck with huge men, because I'm trying to feel like my thighs are just these little. No, it's okay. They're powerful.
How tall are you?
5'7".
5'7".
So I'm not like huge by any means.
No.
But I know my what I like. But I'm trying to not objectify men as much. What's your type in women?
Gosh, I feel like I've dated in array, but I've never dated anyone over 5'7", which is funny for being so damn tall. You
yeah.
know? And then my mother's like, another shorty, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
you, well,
like, you,
you're trying
I,
to fucking,
I don't know why. Yeah. Like 5'7" and below. And
it's what then, you know. But your sister is like 5'10".
Every girl, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But every girl that I date, you know, so blonde or, you know, brunette. And then they're always like, well, you like blondes. And I'm like, the last girl I dated was a brunette. What are you talking about? And then if a brunette, you know, and then if a blonde girl is like,
yeah,
you like, you know, brunettes. And I'm like, but I'm dating a blonde girl right now. What are you talking about?
That's a great point. There's a big like blonde brunette thing going on. If a guy breaks up with me, or if I stop dating a guy and he starts dating a blonde, I'm like, that shit's fucked up. Because a lot of guys will stop dating me and then date like a replica of me. And I'm like, he's a type. I get it. She's like me, but not as funny.
Right.
And then, but I realize I like blondes or brunettes too.
Wait,
I don't care.
No, I don't care at all.
I like light eyes and tall and athletic.
So then you're saying that if you're dating a guy and he breaks up with you and then the next girl that he dates is blonde, you would be like, what
I'd just
the fuck?
Be like, I wasn't his type. Cool. Like, go date a little blonde.
Right. So, so my type is definitely like an independent woman. Like, the independence is what I find so sexy. Like,
do you know what I said?
They have their own thing going on. They like take care of themselves. Like,
I love how this is coming full circle. I-N-D-E-E. Anyway, how I was like, can you handle a girl from Brooklyn? Because in my drunken stupor, mm-hmm. I was really saying, like, traditionally in the South, I think it's women who are like considered meeker, or they want to take care of the family, and there's like traditional Southern values and whatever. And Brooklyn is who knows what's going on over there. So that, I think people make fun of it. But in that question, I was really saying, like, can you handle a girl who's not just looking to be a housewife?
Absolutely.
Not that's all Southern women do. Of course they don't. And y'all are badasses, and you speak with a great accent that I'm jealous of.
Nice save there.
Thank you. You got to watch your back.
Yeah.
You got to watch your back.
But no, yes. So I'm looking for like, okay. So then yes. So maybe I could date
Brooklyn I mean, woman. Chelsea is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And you had a little thing with her. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and like she's a badass. Don't take no shit.
I'm scared of her.
Yeah, and
I'm scared of her and Madison, by the way.
as you should be.
I thought you were gonna say as am I.
Yeah, as am I. Yeah, but look, like you really don't want to fuck with them.
You know, fear and love are close emotions. It's like why people like choking during sex. It's like I could die absolutely. Or I could orgasm. Who knows?
It's like Michael Scott. He's like, I want you to fear how much you love me. Like, I want you to be afraid of how much you really love me. And I think that's right. That fear and love are very close.
Yeah.
Like, I get fear boners for sure. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, like you are spitting fire right now. Like when
you
like,
it's hot when girls
when
get
you
angry.
Wrap this up, like, we're going.
Do you like when girls get angry?
I mean, to a degree. Like, I certainly, it's very clear, and someone just asked me this. They were like, do you like the drama of, mm-hmm. like, a relationship? And I guess that the short answer is yes.
Like, I think you definitely like the drama,
it to be
period.
Like, you know, spicy.
It's so funny. I have the least dramatic relationships, but then I get bored and I end them. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should start
more
fights.
That's what I'm saying. I would get bored. If
I
dated
never
like
fight.
As you know, you say like a meek,
yeah,
Southern woman,
yeah,
I would be like, where is like the intrigue in, yeah, this relationship? There's
but also
nothing.
Fighting is important if you're really fighting for like what you believe in. It's the petty shit that starts getting annoying. Like, I'd rather be alone.
Absolutely.
But it's like, it's good to fight about like boundaries or like learning about someone or respect. I don't even know.
respect.
What do people respect?
Oh God.
Respect everything. Just respect. I'm like, I've done a thing where like I've been with a guy for 7 months and he did so many things that annoyed me, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't bring it up because I knew it would start a fight and I just didn't care to. But then I just break up out of nowhere. I'm very into like the act like everything's perfect and then break up out of nowhere thing, which honestly, it's not great. So but like, I get afraid that like if I start a fight, they're going to be like, this isn't working out.
So like when you break up, are you like, that's it?
I'm done. Like, I never get, I go cold turkey because I've already like had the breakup in my head for like a month.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I mean, I've never been able to be like, let's grab coffee and then be like,
how do you normally break up with people?
And then be like, listen, Hannah, I think that you're wonderful, but I don't think that we can do this anymore. I just really am trying
getting
to
triggered.
Find. I mean that, like
I did that at a restaurant
I've
once.
I've never done that.
I've just started crying saying, I can't do this.
I'm trying to think about some, you know, recent breakups.
Have you been broken up with?
Well, yeah, you know, by Madison. And then, you know, the next week it was me. The next week it was her. But no, actually. Never.
Do you think that you've been going for people in the past who you have an upper hand on? Like you have control?
I guess that I... Okay, so this kind of goes back to the type of women that I date. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to feel like I have like the total, you know, upper hand in any relationship.
Yeah,
because
it's not
that's
fun.
Yeah, it's not. It, you know, like I sounds terrible and I don't even know if I should say it, but like I feel like I would walk all over them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what I do and I like to brag about it. And then I realize that it's not a mutual respectful relationship,
right.
And it's just my ego being like, I tricked him into liking me and now I boss him around and he cooks for me.
God, see, you're evil.
I know, but now I'm like, and I think I had an ego check this weekend where I was like, I need to stop abusing men for their height. What's your biggest insecurity in yourself physically?
Oh my
god. Like, what is
Let's
your
just really
Craig Spinky?
Into it.
I warmed you up for like 19 minutes. What's
it
your...
was actually funny because we went and watched What Happens or whatever, and I was with Craig and Andy was like, okay, Austin, now what is your biggest, and I was like, oh shit, you know, man, where do I start? And Craig was like, you have weird knees. And I was like, what?
Craig was like, I'll jump in on this one. Craig, you can't talk with that pinky. You can't talk to anyone.
What's
wrong with your knees?
I don't know. Probably nothing. I don't think you would ever look at them and be like, sick knees, bro.
Men are so funny, though. I feel like you look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, that's me. Let's go get some pussy. Like, what's up?
I'm like, Yeah.
I know, Shep doesn't give a shit what he looks like.
Take it or leave it.
The first time I met Shep, it looked like he came out of a hole that he'd been living in for 10 years.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't brush his hair.
No,
it was insulting to
me.
I was insulted. I was personally attacked by how he looked.
No, look, sometimes.
For this interview.
Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about him. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, you are so fucking, you know, disheveled right now. Like, what is going on? And then other times I'm like, Shep, you're a handsome guy, you know? And like, he has it like, you know, together.
Yeah.
But you know, I swear, like he showers, he freaking drip dries and he just walks out, you know? I'm like,
he definitely doesn't wash his hands after, you know, he eats. He's one of those.
He told me on camera one time, he was like, I don't even own a comb. And I said, yeah, no shit, dude.
We know. And I'm like kind of a disheveled person
because he like, you know, was making fun of me for like, you know, like, sorry, like I comb my hair and like put product in. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Ooh.
You know? And he like tried to make me like, you know, feel fucking dumb about it. And I was like,
also, how old are you now?
Well, no shit. You don't have a comb.
32. I'm sorry. And you're wearing a backwards hat. How long can you wear a backwards hat for?
I don't know. I actually think about that.
Cause I love backwards hat. Like it's turning me on right now, but I'm thinking like how long until I need to stop liking guys with backwards hats. Cause I need to be an adult.
Yeah. That probably should have ended like 3 years ago. And like no women should look at me while I wear this backwards hat, but yet I do. And I'm like 32, 33, 34. Shit. Like
you're still
like,
young.
Like, you know, respectable man is wearing it.
Well, you went
like,
to Alabama,
like, you know,
right?
41.
You went to Alabama?
Yeah, I did.
I did that. I just wanted to tell you that I did research. Roll Tide. Why do they call it a tide when it's an elephant? That's what I need to know.
It's
we're asking
all
the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, damn, man. A long story short, it has to do with like a writer back in the 20s referred to our offensive line as a crimson tide. And he was like, and it looked like a crimson tide, like, you know, pushing the
that
defense.
Was your old timey accent.
Yeah. And like, the crimson like tide, push on. And I guess that's where the crimson
tide. Okay. I regret asking that. Okay. So
let's cut that.
Now that you are coming back, Hannah, 5 days from now, cut it. So I feel like as a man who clearly now I've realized has no physical insecurities and crushes pussy broken up with. and he's tall.
Shit. No, definitely physical insecurities. Okay. God, let's just dive into him. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm Polish. I have a Polish nose, but I'm a man. So
what's a Polish nose?
Oh, it.
Strong?
It's big.
You don't have a big nose.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look like a nose that could take a punch. I like a strong nose. I don't want a nose that looks fucking dainty, like it could break if it got flicked.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
I want a guy. If your nose is prettier than mine, you have a nose that looks like it could take a punch.
It could take a punch. That's hilarious.
Have you been punched in the face before?
No. I've never taken like a full punch to the face.
Okay. Don't tell people that because it makes you less cool.
Okay.
And your nose is so punchable.
Yeah. Actually, it's not a punchable, like, you have a punchable face.
You have a baby face, so you're insecure. I'm like, about your beard?
Bingo.
I like baby faces, though.
I can't grow a beard.
See, I like that, so it's fine.
Like, I
see. Beards are just scratchy.
Right, but like, I always keep it like this.
Yeah. So it looks like you just shaved when you haven't touched it in months.
No. No, it grows in all pubic, like, so I have to shave it every like
do you shave your
to
pubes?
5 days, of course, but I not like, you know, bald.
Yeah, you're not Craig. I'm just kidding. I just feel like he would.
Right. He doesn't wear underwear, and that bothers me.
What?
Yeah.
With jeans?
Like it?
What?
Like a BravoCon, you know, we like did like a truth or dare, and mine was like, you know, do you wear boxers or briefs? And I was like, first off, fuck you. You know what I wear. There's a video of me on the internet wearing boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good choice.
But fine, you know, so like, obviously I went up there and I was like, boom,
obviously.
You know, pants to the ankles. And
yeah.
That's what you do.
Do you put your pants to your ankles at the urinal?
That would fascinate you, wouldn't it?
I think that's fun.
If I peed like
if I was a dude, I would do that to make people laugh.
Yeah. I've done
like
it before
a little
for
boy.
Sure. Yeah. Like,
is that
boom,
what you're doing? I guess your legs are little, so it just goes down.
Your butt cheeks are just out. No. That I mean, that is kind of funny to think about because I feel like girls have that kind of like, if I was a guy, I'd be playing with it all day and I'd just like flick it around and, you know, like, man,
I mean, if I had a penis,
I'd like, you know, do all sorts of things.
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Because I you know, I read this tweet and it was so funny. And she was like, straight up, if I had a dick, I would for sure see how many donuts that I could put on that motherfucker when it was hard. I was like, that's hilarious.
That's
I'm doing
really
that.
Really funny, but I also don't like you coming on my podcast talking about another funny girl who tweets. It just, it's an attack on me.
No, funny women exist outside of this room.
No. Amazing. No, actually, I do know other funny women, but they're all my friends who we have a cult together and you're not allowed to talk to them. Mm. So
I'm not allowed to talk to them?
No. Because your like male energy ruins the like creative space. Your like firm energy is toxic to us.
Firm.
Yeah, your
firm,
sturdy, toxic energy.
That's amazing.
Your fucking backwards hat. When okay, now God, I'm too playful because I'm trying to get dark.
Yeah.
Are you an anxious person?
Are you saying that because my leg is moving right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My leg goes all
the
time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not as bad as, you know, other people that we've been talking about, mm-hmm. you know, like you're in the car with them and the car is shaking and I'll be like, dude,
stop.
But yes,
my leg always goes.
Yeah.
My you leg being is constant. With other crazies, does it make you feel less crazy or are you becoming more crazy?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, to all of it.
Oh, sorry. Can you repeat those? But it's probably yes to all
do
three.
Do you feel less crazy or are you becoming more crazy? You were like, yes, yeah.
It's probably both.
Yeah.
You know, but like I hang out, you know, with Craig and Shep so much mm-hmm. because it's like, they know exactly what I'm going through. And that's why it's like, when I come to town, like I like to see, you know, like mm-hmm. I just have like a natural connection with people that are, you know, on this crazy ride with us because
they can't explain it.
Yeah. No. And they get it. And you know, you don't have to like talk about it in some, you know, weird way. You can all like get together and, you know,
what do you do when you're together? Just
commiserate.
Jerk each other off?
That's exactly what we
just
do.
Just see how many donuts you can put on each other's sticks. Yeah, bagels? We're like, in New York. Let's do bagels this
play
time.
Like, you know, ring toss. I'm like, Greg, go long.
And then Madison comes by and yells at you and you get a fear boner. Anyway, so I love Madison.
It's
she's fun.
A vicious cycle.
A vicious cycle of crying, eating donuts, and getting boners. That's next. See it next season on Southern Charm.
Yeah, season 7.
season 7. Damn. When you were younger, what were you like? Like, were you cool in high school? Did you have anxiety? What were you like? What was little Austin like?
ADD as shit.
Oh.
You know, medicated all the way until, you know, finally I was like, you know, conscious enough to be like, I don't want this Adderall anymore. Like,
wow. It was like numbing you.
Yeah, it was like, you know, focusing me.
Okay.
You know?
Were you good at school?
Let's not. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3-6 good.
Yeah.
You know, not like.
But what is ADD versus like actual ADD? Like, were you that much worse than the other kids? Like, you couldn't go
I
through
was
a test?
Super, super talkative. You know, super talkative.
You are talkative.
Like, I would always.
That's
get in
why
trouble.
You get along in New York. We I'm all like, just talk shit. Just talk shit all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And someone said that, you know, recently. I'm like, no, I'm not talking shit. I just like.
That's why you're good on a reality TV show.
I'm just moving.
You have
moving.
Reality TV is literally just talking. Like, can you talk for hours and hours about mm-hmm. concepts and people and relationships and opinions?
Well,
and things.
Yeah, because you have to, like, you have to have an opinion.
And you have to express your emotions.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I think reality TV has made me groan because I'm like not good at understanding my emotions. They're like, what are you feeling? Mm-hmm. And explain it. And I'd be like,
Right.
But it helped me mature and deal with social situations I would never, ever put myself in mm-hmm. real life.
No, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, the first year that I was on or whatever, I you know, was a little more, you know, reserved because, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's tough.
It's tough being the new guy.
Yeah, it's tough to come into like a thing that's already going. You know, everyone like is feeling you out, and then you're like,
it's like showing getting onto a football team that like you hadn't played on before, and everyone's like, we've been busting our asses, so welcome to the dog pound.
I would bet that it's like that. Yes. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
You know, football teams I played on. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do only sports
with
references.
Those sturdy ass legs of yours, right?
You know, you're just pummeling a guy. Ugh.
You're dry humping a guy up and down the damn field, and then you get in the locker room and you chest bump
and get off of him.
You throw donuts at each other's wieners. God, that's football, right? So
I want a donut now. I'm really craving a donut. Yeah, or a dick.
If,
I don't know
if like you goodness. Okay, what the hell are we talking about? We were talking about
ADD.
Oh my God. We folks, and
surprise,
that's,
I have ADD too.
And that's ADD.
That's why I was like, right, why there. Are you putting giving a medicine? I was put into sports though to like focus my. They just said like she's hyperactive. Make her hit tennis balls till she goes to sleep.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. So
what I did.
So
did you play sports?
Yeah.
Which
so
ones?
It was baseball all growing up.
Yeah.
And then in high school,
were you a pitcher?
For some, yeah. And then for some for reason, I switched to lacrosse.
Oh God.
And that's what I played
you
throughout
lax,
high
bro.
School.
Oh
so,
my God.
So I transferred from a private school to a public school.
Uh-huh. To get more street cred.
Exactly. I was like, later in life, I'm gonna tell people I'm
gonna play
school.
Lacrosse at a public school so I get a little more street cred.
And this was before, you know, lax players were getting kind of made fun of, you know, for being Chads and Brads and blah, blah, blah.
Did you have friends? Were people nice to you?
Yeah. So my sophomore year, you know, was when I transferred in. And public school was just like way more my speed. Like that's why I wanted to go to like a bigger, you know, college. And like, I did not like, you know, like 125 person you know, class.
Yeah.
That's too small. It's just too small. So going to the, and then I just made like a great group of friends and you know, but there like are so many cliques.
Yeah.
And like a big, you know, so it's like, I'm sure that if you asked like a couple of the other cliques, they were like, no, my friend group was like the cool group, you know? And I'm sitting there like, no.
I feel like you're easygoing and you get along with a lot of people. Do you ever get social anxiety?
Yeah. Yes. You know, nothing that a few drinks don't, you know, help.
Yeah,
to
I was
like
about to say.
You up, right? You know, and it's like that age old thing where, you know, my mom's like, you don't need to drink to have fun. I'm like, well, it certainly helps, doesn't it, Wendy?
Wendy. Shout out to Wendy.
Shout out to Wendy.
Do you think you're smooth with women?
Gosh, the short answer is yes.
When do you lose your virginity?
Because I just like make a conversation.
Yeah.
And then the conversation.
You're not creepy.
Yeah. And like, you know, the conversation, like,
I mean,
you know,
I have.
You're sitting here saying that, like, I'm flirting with you, right? And I'm just like, oh,
that's
man,
funny.
Like, you know, we're just talking.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, it's definitely easier.
You're like,
when,
I can't help that my swagger is just dripping from my lips right now when I'm just talking about ADD when I was a child.
I'm sorry. It's just getting you going with my backwards hat.
Also, it's funny that I ran up to you at the bar and did that to you. I apologize if I crossed the line, but
no,
I think it's
it was
like
hilarious.
Craig
like,
is
I don't
like,
think that there's any like, you know, crossing the line unless you like grab my dick. And
well,
like,
my
and
thing
I'm like,
is,
whoa,
Craig
lady.
Doesn't remember who I am. Like I've met him a bazillion times and like he doesn't process it. And then Shep, I'm like, he's a wild one. I don't know him, get from him. And also he's cocky and I don't want to give him that satisfaction, but you're the one in the middle where I'm like, he's nice. He like is always remembers me when he sees me. We're cool. And I wanted to climb you like a tree.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was pretty consensual. It wasn't that consensual, but like.
No, it was fun.
Okay, good.
And like, that's how like it should be. You
yeah,
know? Like,
exactly.
That's how like I want to be with like my girlfriends. I'm like, yes, I'm happy to see you too. Now it's.
Your real girlfriend will love that.
Right.
If you ever have one.
Right. if
who knows?
If I ever turn into a real boy.
So when do you think you'll be marriage material?
Gosh,
it's gotten so datey, this conversation, but it's, I can't help myself.
Yeah. Okay. You know, in like my head, I was always thinking like,
aren't Southern people like always,
you know, 34, 35.
Okay.
It's like, you know what I was always thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking 29 from when I was younger and I'm 28.
See, and I never, you know, there are like, you know, two different thought processes, you know, with this. It's funny because, you know, Craig is on, you know, one side where he's like, well, if you don't see yourself, you know, marrying the girl, then like, why are you dating her? And I'm like, I don't look at dating like that, Craig. Like, that's not how I look at it.
I love how,
like,
you guys just fight about everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. We do. And I'm like, Craig, like, I'm allowed to like see a girl that like, I'm not thinking about marriage. Like, if it gets to that point, then that'd be great. If we can last for 2 years, you know, together, and I'm still crazy about you, then like, then the M word.
Yeah,
because
you don't know
in.
Ever if they're, no. I've learned this
fucking
thing.
Honeymoon stage is like,
that's
like
just
three
drugs
four,
in your head.
Absolutely.
That's just the pheromones fucking
absolutely.
Lying to you.
Like, I can't get enough of you. And then that just like leads to
and then
dating.
One day you get enough of them and then you're like, well, I don't like how you smell anymore.
Wait, I never noticed that you walk funny. This is done.
Why is your pinky reminding me of Craig right now? I just think Craig is going to hate me if he ever listens to this.
We were talking about him so much. Craig, I love you, buddy.
Okay, Craig, we love you. I make fun of people who I love. You'll know if I don't like you. So I also feel like as I've gotten older with dating, as a girl, it's easy to like tell yourself lies and like project things onto a guy to like make it more fun because it's fun having a crush. But recently I've realized like, oh, let's be honest with yourself. You don't actually like the person until you get to know them. So when you have that perspective in the beginning, it's like, do I like conversation with him? Yes. Do I like hooking up with him? Yes. But do I really like him? Mm-hmm. No, he's just tall. So then you get control of your mind.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you're able to, you can get jaded by like good looks or like backwards hats or shit like that, you know?
Of course. I just feel that I want the person that I date to be like the first person that like I call, you know, when like I'm like, you know, doing something like, hey, meet me at the bar. Like I want to do
that
all this stuff with
the
you.
The most Southern thing you could have ever said. I just want when I talk to someone to be like, meet me at the bar.
God, that's so stupid, I guess. And why is the first thing that came to mind the bar? What is wrong with me? Man, the ladies are lining up now. They're like, cool.
Hey, meet me at the pub.
Yeah. Austin's ideal
a
Jaeger. Date is crushing.
We're doing Jaeger bombs. Right. I got to tell you about my day making beer. It's been a lot of beer today.
Babe, have a beer and Jaeger bomb waiting on me. Now,
you're 57 now, with a backwards hat.
Now I know why they all
How
fail.
Many threesomes have you had in your life?
I have had one like real, like full on.
Like it worked? Like people weren't laughing?
So, okay, the thing about threesomes, right, which is, I'm not telling y'all anything new, is that one person normally kind of feels a little left out. So then we tried to revisit it a second time.
Because the first time one of them was like, that wasn't fun for me?
No. I'd like to think that it was fun for everyone. All these years later, that's what I'm telling myself. And
or you were the one that was left out.
Right.
You're like, can you look me in the eye when you suck my dick? Sorry. Can you act like you fucking see me? Am I just this fucking tall fucking asshole to you?
Right. I'm over in the corner like, can you look at me, please? That's all I need is some eye contact. Like, God, I don't need much. But then, so the second time when we revisited it, one of the girls actually cried because I paid attention to the
during
other.
It, she cried?
Well, like, you know, after.
Was she the one you were actually dating too?
No. I
was
dating
them.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
This was a long time
ago. But the thing that girls have to realize is that when men have a boner, the blood is not in their head. So, like, you're not logically like, Lily's so much cooler than Stephanie. No, you literally are thinking nothing in that time. It's probably whatever vagina is closest to you, you're just trying to hump. This is, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a man, but I would imagine.
Yeah, but you seem that you're like as horny as a man. Like, you are hornier than most. It's definitely what it seems like.
Yeah, I was blue balled for a while. That's what's happening, to be honest. So, I like someone was like, you're girlfriend material, I don't have sex. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense.
So I know that, you know, the threesome question is like, is an obvious question to ask me. But that was not a threesome. I can promise you that.
What was it? You were just talking about politics?
It just wasn't a threesome.
It's cuddling.
We just didn't, like, you know, we just didn't have a threesome. That's all I can say.
You're like, it was a foursome. Yeah. It was one under the bed. You didn't see it.
Yeah. You guys don't know shit.
The best was, okay, you if we're talking about this, when you walk out and the first thing you do is tug at your ball.
If I had a nickel for every time that someone has said that to me, I don't know what I was doing.
You were like, I didn't do anything. And you're just like finishing jerking yourself off. Okay. Great, doesn't get mad at us. We're going to get a couple questions that people asked you. And then we're going to wrap it up with a final game. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait, one more question. Don't touch.
I feel like I'm going to like shock myself on this.
When was the last time you were depressed?
Oh God. Like, I don't want to come across as seeming like a depressed, you know, person. And I don't want to put, you know, all blame on that network that, you know, we're on, but, you know, having to relive things is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you couple that with like, you know, people can say like really mean shit, you know, online and, you know, you try to like, you know, not read it and, you know, compartmentalize as much as you possibly can, which adds to, you know, your depression or your like anxiety. So the last time that I was depressed, you know, it was probably like, you know, over the summer, you know, when the show was being played.
Wow. Is that your toughest time when the show airs?
Absolutely.
Do you like get nervous? Like you don't want it to happen?
It's like you get over it, right? And Madison and I had, and I know that we weren't going to, you know, talk about, but like we had, you know, moved on.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, we're stronger than this. We're good. And then it plays. And then we have everyone, you know, in our ears being like, you should dump and like, you're a piece of, and then you're like, oh my God, people.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's opinions are reflections of themselves too. It's not even you. Everyone's experiencing it from their reality.
Absolutely.
So it's like, and because Bravo, we're never like set, like you're the villain, you're not. Everything's gray and people experience it how they want to.
And it's crazy to see how it all like, you know, comes out, you know, like where they go with every, you know, so, and I've never, ever thought that I was like a depressed person ever. Right. Like, I like don't want to get dark, you know, or anything, but you know, it's like, you look at people and then you're like, how were they that depressed to where they didn't, you know,
couldn't get out of bed.
Like, like how, like, and then I experienced it.
Wow.
When, and like, not where like I couldn't get out of bed, you know, but
you just feel like there's weight on you.
I, you know, get woken up at like, you know, early and I can't go back to sleep. And I'm like, and I'm like, man, I remember like in high school or like in college, and I could sleep until noon and I could sleep until two and not a worry in the world.
Isn't it funny? Anxiety either like keeps you up or like you can't get out of bed. Like you just keep sleeping because you're depressed. It's like the back and forth. But you've gone through like, not to talk about like you opened up about like your sister passed away. Mm-hmm. Like that must have been probably I mean, it's something that is a nightmare. Just a nightmarish thing. How have you been able to kind of like compartmentalize like that real life shit with like the show and learn from that?
Yeah. Well, so I just remember that I think I had told, you know, myself and I was like, I, you know, at some point, you know, when Chelsea and I talk about, you know, family and this and that, it'll come up like, you know, naturally. And I was like, only if this comes up, you know, naturally, will I ever, you know, bring it up. And, you know, so I just remember that when I told her, I like reached out to my folks and I was like, hey, just want you to know, like, I just opened up about this. So, you know, in 3 months or whatever, you know, when you share it, like it, like, this is something that I did. And she was like, you know, just give them like a heads up. But,
what'd they say?
They're like, look, like, she's like, you know, your sister and who you choose to open up to about it, is up to you.
Yep.
You know? And I know that you probably, you know, did it with like a bit of tact and, and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, you know, great, you know, thanks for telling us.
Did anyone reach out after the show saying like, thank you for talking about that experience? Oh my gosh,
so many people.
Cause I remember like, that scene and this was way before I knew you, this was years ago. And I remember just seeing you in a different light and just being like, damn, that guy's been through some shit.
And it was really, really cool to have as much support as I did.
Because you weren't doing it in a way to like make people think it's just like, you could tell like you didn't even want to talk about it.
You don't want to open up about something like that for any sort of like,
oh yeah, any kind of attention.
Right.
Or anything.
Right. And so like, you know, you know, And so the coolest thing was being able to show my mom like all the things that people like, you know, were sending. And she was like, this is amazing. And that was the coolest one. All these people. So like, it can definitely go in both ways. Like when people love you, oh man, it feels great. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels mm-hmm. great. You're like, oh, people,
yeah.
people
oh,
love
you get
me.
A high.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're like, ah, all these people are reaching out. And they're like, yes, I love that you did this. And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you fucking go, Austin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, so there are two sides to it for sure.
Do you have any advice for people where something, a tragedy happens in their life of like, that makes no fucking sense. Mm-hmm. Like I know you were young, but like, was there any kind of perspective that helped you get through it? I wasn't even going to get to this, but I feel like close to you. And I feel like it's something that people
no,
want to hear.
I mean, God, I was 7 and, that was something that was very tough.
Yeah.
It's like heartbreaking to even say, cause I did not understand death yeah. at this time.
Yeah.
So we're in the hospital and I'm sitting there going, okay, so like, when is Kyle going to come home?
Yeah.
And they're like, and I'm like, well, who's going to read to me and whose bed am I going to sleep in at night? And mm-hmm. like things that if like my child, you know, was saying that, I'd like, my heart would just like break in two.
My heart's breaking right now.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, they didn't know how to tell me, you know, they didn't know, like, what's like, you know, the best thing to say. Like, I mean, I don't even remember, you know, what they said, you know, like, oh, like, you know, she's going to be gone for a while, you know, but then they joined like a support group where they would bring me. And basically the purpose of the support group is, I mean, God, you know, we're getting into this yeah. now, but you know, the purpose of the support group is getting through your first holidays without your child.
Mm-hmm.
And then they began to speak at these meetings and like, you know, I'd be sitting in like, you know, the front row and like, you know, they'd point and anyways. So, well, and then that's why Katie is so much younger than me. Cause they yeah. were like they made, they're like, we do not want Austin to be an only child.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Oh, Katie, she's yeah. such a blessing. But also it's cool that your parents and were immediately like, let's take action and see like how we can help. Like we talk about this podcast a lot, like find help, like get support, admit that like shit's hard and you mm-hmm. can't always do it on your own.
Yeah.
And you're not fucking raised to know how to deal with catastrophes and stuff like that. But, I feel like I wanted you on cause I felt like you probably had a cool perspective on life mm-hmm. after like going through some tough shit. Like, you know how life is really, you can't take it for granted.
I mean, I'm telling you like that. Yeah. You know, to happen at the age that it happened, like in such a freak way.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, that was some shit.
That was some shit.
Certainly some shit. And,
do you think it's made you who you are today in a lot of ways, or is it something that you kind of try to just push down?
I mean, I always, you know, think about it, right? Like, where would she have gone to college? And like, would I have followed her to that college? Mm-hmm. You know, would I have been like, oh, like, you know, UNC is just like, so cool. Yeah. I'm going to go to UNC.
Yeah.
Like what would have changed? Like yeah. would I have transferred, you know, my high schools, like all these things that I think about. And I'm like, you know,
do
everything
you,
like,
do you
know,
believe
leads
it
you
happened for a
now.
Reason?
I don't know. Like that is a taboo subject
yeah.
in our family.
Yeah.
Because like you can't, you just can't talk about it.
No.
Because there is no Katie.
No.
If Kyle's here.
Yep.
So we'd like, you know.
Wow.
It's a thing.
Wow.
So
thank you for opening up about that. Cause that's some crazy stuff that like, as humans, we have to deal with. And yeah, welcome to hell.
Shit.
Welcome to hell.
Oh my God. Is this what you brought me on to do yeah. to make me like,
no, I literally
want to go home and like, I'm like Lieutenant Dan tonight now on freaking New Year's. Like, you know, the confetti's falling and I'm like,
no, you're going to have so much fun at your fish concert. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
No, but like, you're such a strong, confident, cool guy and you are very nuanced.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
In a lot of ways. I'm going to end this podcast with a very fun game.
Okay.
It's actually not that fun. It's going to be dark. So it's called The 7 Deadly Sins.
Of course.
7 Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
What am I greedy about?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say money. Although money isn't that important mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. But like when I have it, I like, you know, I'm like, ooh, this is, ooh, I want more of that.
People want to know how the beer's going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah?
Great. Let me tell you. yeah, so it's available in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And I'm contract brewing, which a lot of you probably know, you know, which means that there's not like a brick and mortar place that like you can walk into and yeah. sit down at the bar. Cause that is
so many legalities
huge
and shit.
Undertaking, oh. you know, like that's a, like, you know, it's not just like, hey, let's open a bar, mm-hmm. you know, like there's a lot of shit. Yep. So that's what's happening now.
Are you passionate in it? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. I like just like beer a lot.
I mean, you've mentioned beer like 1,000 times since we've been here. No, I'm just kidding. The bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the bar.
It's like, go to the bar again, babe.
I just want to meet a girl that's like, do you want to go to the bar?
God. Oh my God. I'm learning a lot about myself in this podcast.
This is good.
Like, and so are people that are listening. They're like, what a bum. God. So now the next logical step for me is to open up that, because mm-hmm. that's like really what I want. And that would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I'd be able to put like, you know, my passion and my, you know, efforts behind it. So
and your,
that's what
your,
I want to do.
Your skill, your hobby.
That's right.
Put it together.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Did you taste Loverboy?
Yeah.
Okay. who are you?
Okay.
Who are you envious of? Or do you have someone that you like really look up to?
Like, do you want to be someone that's like, you know, like relatable or like, you know, Leo DiCaprio, you know, where I'm like,
whoever.
This guy's got like a yacht and he just like,
are you
does
envious
whatever.
Of Leonardo?
You know, I guess you could insert like, you know, any famous person in there, but maybe not because like, you know, like, you know, the level of, you know,
yeah.
quote unquote fame that,
yeah.
you know, we have as being like a D-list, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, they can't do anything. So maybe I'm not, you know, envious.
Maybe
of them.
This
like,
is the perfect like, amount like, of fame.
Right. And
you just
and,
like,
and,
you still can make someone,
fun.
You can still can make someone's day, but you don't have to have paparazzi.
Sure. I'm like, you know, walking down the street, you know, and. Yeah, and of course it's like, oh hey, Ozzy, you know, can we get a picture? Yeah. But it's not like, like you know, bombarded.
Yeah,
you know, and so that's fun, you know. But like, I guess it's easy to look at like an A-lister and be like, their life is dope,
yeah.
you know. But then, yeah, they probably have a lot of like anxiety and a lot of you know whatever. Because
I mean,
of
yeah,
fame.
That's what this podcast is about: is like fame and fortune doesn't equate
no,
big happiness.
Absolutely,
I tried
oh
that big
God.
Word.
So
and
like,
then
their problems are probably so much more. So so I didn't even answer the question, did I? I don't. I don't know.
Is there
who are you envious of?
Who am I? Shut up. Anyway, when what are you gluttonous about? So, like, do you ever like binge? Like, do you smoke a lot of weed? Well, obviously,
what
beer.
What am I gluttonous about? Probably like you know beer.
What's your favorite kind
alcohol.
Of beer?
Oh my God! Like
it this is what happens really when you go on a date with a guy from the South. What's your favorite kind of beer?
Do you want a Jaeger bomb too? I like, and you know, bartenders will ask me that. They're like, wait, well, like what kind of beer do you like? And
yeah.
I'll try to like, you know, push you in there. I'm,
yeah.
like, I'm like, listen, pal, just shut up and give me the list. Like,
yeah.
I know what I want.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter.
It's assertive.
It'll like be like an IPA or
yeah.
it'll be like a big, thick, you know, chewy,
oh,
dark beer. And I just love it. Yeah.
Notes of chew.
Notes.
I like can't drink beer. I'm such
notes
a pussy.
Notes of motor oil in yeah. my beer is what I like the most.
It's full body motor oil.
It's probably like, yeah, like you know, food and beer. Mm-hmm. Like I can't help it.
I feel
like
food
shit.
Is so good in the South. But
it
like,
is.
Do you eat healthy ever?
It's like very gluttonous. And
yeah.
like as I'm eating it, I'm
the
like.
The butter.
It's like Tommy Boy. I'm like, I can hear you getting fatter. You know, you're like, ooh, you know, just like heavy,
what's
heavy
food. What's your favorite
food?
Southern like shit?
I mean, you know, it's easy to say like, oh, fucking biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, and like as I'm eating it, I'm like,
sick.
This it's, is like not helping my case at
sicko.
All. But it's just like thick and it's like, it's great
Do
for
you
hangovers.
Work out?
I go to Orange Theory often.
Good for you. You had to. That's
because
what people ask me.
Because
most.
I have to. I'm like,
yeah.
dude, you will just turn into a slob.
Everyone's like, how are the guys in Southern Charm so, I mean, Southern Charm and like Summer House so ripped? And it's like, they know they're in front of the cameras and they party so much that like they're obsessive during the week with working
well,
out.
Well, like, it's very clear that Kyle is obsessive with working out. Like, dude's jacked,
Carl's
you know?
Also really
yeah,
jacked.
Yeah. And Carl is too.
Yeah.
We are not jacked on Southern Charm, but But like,
you're more a cardio guy.
I really like to like donuts, sweat it out.
Boners and cardio.
If you've taken away anything from this podcast. I mean, so like,
Bravo PR is going to be like, it was great you didn't talk about storyline, but why'd you got to bring up the boners and donuts?
Why is the word boner being used so many times? The word of the podcast is, you guessed it. Well, so like, I think that like, I'm just self-aware that I'm like, if like you don't, and like, dude, you're going to like explode.
Yeah. Do you get nervous of how you look on TV?
It's just something that, well, yeah. So like, during all of season 5, I remember that, you know, before every scene, I would like go on a run, because it's like, whenever you finish, like, you know, prior to filming, mm-hmm. right? So I'd be like, okay, like, you know, come at, you know, noon for mm-hmm. this, you know, whatever. And I'd go on a run so I could like, you know, sweat it out and like, you know, depuff and things of that nature, you know, but like, you just
put on
can't,
a mask.
Like, you really can't, because that's what makes it more, you know, like authentic. You're like, yeah. dude, like, I just woke up. Like,
it's the beginning. You see how much I like tried with makeup, and then like 4 weeks in, the outfits really slide.
That,
I mean, the amount of effort
certainly happened.
I don't have enough outfits every weekend. That's actually what stressed me out the most.
I'm not gonna worry about like, you've seen this shirt before. Like,
yeah, well, dudes can get away with that. No one's staring at your shirt.
That's true.
They're staring at your dick donut. When was the last time you experienced extreme wrath? So anger.
Extreme anger.
I feel like you're very open with your emotions. It's good. You don't hold
it in. I know.
And that's why you're good on TV.
People sometimes tell me that I'm too.
No.
It's like, you should keep things a little closer to the vest.
You should
know?
Be like, and you I'm should like, talk to therapists about why you're so closed off.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd say that that's a pretty obvious answer, you know?
Just all the time.
Like,
that's
yeah.
why else you'd be good in New York, where I was
oh
just
my God.
About yeah. to snap.
How many more times can I mention, you know, Craig's name? But like we will yell at each other. We straight up yelled at each
the
other.
The way you get at annoyed BravoCon. At him is such a brother thing. What did he do at BravoCon?
Oh my God. Like right before we went up on our first panel, and they were like, okay guys. So I'm like, you don't ever, you know, and then we go up there and we're like laughing and high-fiving and like, you know, that's what's great. Like, you know,
we
can bounce back,
it's
I guess.
It's so weird, the like multiple different moods. Okay. When was the last time you were a sloth?
A sloth?
Like lazy, piece of shit.
Amazing. Yesterday. Straight up. Yesterday, I was elevating.
What'd you do all day?
Rice.
Elevate.
Rest. Ice, compression,
elevation,
all day.
But what were you watching on TV?
You.
Okay.
Dude, I just straight up binged it, and
I
had
that
anxiety.
You said me, like as if you were watching Southern Summer House. I was like, that was creepy. You.
I was staring at you all day,
your movements.
So I could figure out this podcast.
People are blowing up my DM saying that the girl in You Too, Love, reminds me. Did you watch the second season?
That's what I just binged.
Do I remind you of her? I don't see
funny
it.
Funny that they say that.
I don't
like,
see that. Are they just saying I'm crazy? I don't see
no,
it.
No, no and yes. But no, no. I mean,
like,
look.
Literally maybe 40
people. I
just people.
Straight up binged that
it's
show
good,
yesterday.
Right?
Because I was like, you need to get this ankle right, because you got to go to MSG tonight. And I was
I thought
hobbling.
You were going to say, because of my podcast.
Well, of course. And I had to get right for your podcast. Yeah. But I was hobbling around yesterday like a fool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yesterday I was a sloth.
That's amazing.
And I like couldn't wait, because I'm at my cousin's apartment right now. I'm like, okay, shoo shoo, off to work you go. I'm like, shoo shoo. Like, I'm going to sit in this apartment and not talk to anybody and just watch, you know, Netflix.
I love that.
It felt really, really great, actually.
Final question. When was the last time you lusted over someone? Like a celebrity crush or like anyone?
I mean, the easy answer is Madison. Like, it's intense. But like, do not put us in the hotel right before the reunion and not expect us to sleep together. Like, we were like two magnets, like yep. boom. And it was like, when was the last time they all slept together? And
did you
like,
have sex after the reunion?
It's like, shit, yes. And then we all went out and had like a lot of fun, which is like a weird thing, because like you yell at everyone, you know, and like, you know, you open up these old wounds, and then everyone just, you know, magically kind of forgets about it. And then we all go out together. Like, I don't know if that's unhealthy or if that's healthy.
Like, it's definitely unhealthy. But
right,
I,
because you're like, okay, and sweep it under the rug and let's all go out together.
And then it's like,
fine.
If you're good, I'm good. Right. You know, and you're just like, sure. I guess we're good. I'm like, but you know, those good? Wounds are going to be opened up. It's just like, let's not deal with it now.
Yeah.
I've had so much fun with you on the podcast. I have a final question for you. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people who are going through hell? Because we both know, whether it's, you know, family, reality TV, friendships, you've gone through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to people?
So I have like a couple, like very, very, you know, close friends that like I call, and I'd say, you know, friendships and like, you know, knowing who like your real, you know, inner circle of friends are is like paramount. And like when shit is hitting, you know, the fan, like I call these people and like, you know, pace around my, you know, house or whatever. And, you know, we talk and like, you know, they talk me down or like, you know, they talk me through it. So I think that keeping your close friends and like using those friends, you know, cause there's a lot of people out there that are like, hey, I'm totally here for you if you want to call me. And you're like, yeah, I'm never going to call you to talk about this. But mm-hmm. like, it's a thing that people say, you know,
yep.
like, but like,
you know
those
heart,
true friends of yours that yeah. you can call and then you're like, whoa, we've been on the phone for like, you know, like an hour and a half. Like you keep your friends close and you definitely, you know, use them for support.
Get a support system. Mm-hmm. Austin, where can people follow you?
Oh, God.
You love saying this too. I know you love this so much.
My Instagram?
Yeah.
At Kroll the Warrior King.
He's so happy right
not,
now.
Not Princess Sophia, but at Kroll the Warrior King. And that's really all that I use. I mean, like I tweet, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. like little, you know, pearls that kind
of,
you know, pop
yeah,
up.
Yeah, pearls of wisdom that people need to know.
And that's just at Austin Kroll.
Amazing. Thank it. You guys
and
for listening.
My Venmo name is also at Austin Kroll.
But anyway, stay tuned. Catch up on Southern Charm if you haven't. Summer House, catch up on everything. And thank you for coming to hell. Bye, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.